Blog Talk Radio.
Blogtalkradio.com. I'm your host, Mike Henderson, and I'm broadcasting live from the DFW Metroplex area of the great state of Texas, and on the line also my co-host, Vanessa McCarroll and Crystal Senegal, and they're coming all the way from Atlanta, Georgia. How you doing, ladies?
Good. How are you?
Okay. I'm wonderful, completely, I think I'm kind of like semi-suffering from Labor Day reverse hunger pangs.
Oh, okay. How was your weekend?
Because I cooked and ate everything, though. But anyway, but that's neither here nor there. Tonight, we're having a serious, soulful sit-down with musical multi-talent Link, a multi-platinum singer, songwriter, producer, and Dallas, Texas native. And we're going to touch bases with him and see what's been going on in the world of Mr. Sex Down, okay? And on the line with us, though, is my man Link. How you doing, bro?
What up, man? I'm good, Mike. How are you and the crew doing this evening, brother?
Man,
we're good.
You know, hey, did you have a good Labor Day? Because I don't remember half of it.
Oh, man. Well, obviously mine wasn't as good as yours. You know what I mean?
Well, that depends, on what was served, who was serving, and how you handled that. That's how that goes with me.
No doubt.
What's that?
I said my Labor Day was cool, man. I was just chilling. I didn't do too much.
Oh, okay. No. All righty. Me, I just cooked. I cleaned. I cooked again. I cleaned again. I ate again. I did a Dallas Cowboys recap, for the season popping up though, had a couple of shots and that was it. I was out the door, but past that, enough about my shenanigans though, because nobody can explain any of that though. Let's talk about you.
What up?
So now, I'm going to be real cool about this, but you have to understand where I'm coming from, okay? Because you are personally responsible for a ton and a half of baby making. You realize that, right?
So I've been told.
Yeah, you are personally responsible for some baby making. You do realize that, right? Okay.
Hey, that's not a bad thing, man. You know what I mean? Spread love, not war. You know what I mean?
Well, exactly. Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it first. Here's the guy that's responsible, and I'm going to just lay it on one song and one song particularly, though, and that is the hit you wrote for the supergroup, LSG, My Body.
Right.
Yeah, you're responsible for that.
It's all good, man. I take responsibility. If I can get people to show affection toward each other and love each other and care about each other, you know what I mean? I would definitely take responsibility for that because that's what the world needs a lot more of right now is love.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love that.
Yeah.
Well, hey, it worked on me. So whatever you did, keep right on doing that as well, though. So let's learn a little bit more about Link. So I'm going to open the floor up to the ladies, and your home girl right over here, Vanessa. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that's the second thing I'm getting after you behind.
You can't blame me for Vanessa, man. That ain't my fault, man.
Yeah, I kind of feel your pain on that one though. So that's why I won't get after you too much behind that one though, because trust me, I understand. But but still, I ought to get out there, Vanessa, because she held out on me.
No, I did not. I told
really?
You he was amazing. So, hey, you have to do
not
your
that.
Own due diligence.
I'm not talking about all that. I'm talking about the fact that you knew the cat. That's what I'm talking about. But then again, you're a Dallas native, too. So.
Definitely am a Dallas native. He sure is. Link, so tell me a little bit about how you became Link. So tell me a little bit about your history.
Okay, well, you know, how I became Link is, you know, my mom and pops hooked up, got together and created this, you know, sensational force that ended the world some years ago. And, you know, they named me Lincoln, but my home is called Link for short. So that's how I became Link. But I know you are referring to how did I become the artist Link.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I always had aspirations on becoming a singer. I just have always loved music from the time that I can remember. As far back as I can remember, I was always trying to sing and dance and perform and stuff like that. And, you know, as I got older, you know, it did not leave. You know what I'm saying? I continued to yearn to make music, to sing, and to entertain. And, you know, I got an opportunity to do so, and I've been doing it for the past 20 years, man, and I hope that I can continue on for 20 more.
Exactly. So, I mean, this brother has made Wikipedia. You know you're doing it if you'd have made Wikipedia. And I'm going to go into great detail. Oh, yes, I am snatching this off of Wikipedia. Yes, I Googled the brother because sometimes you just really got to do what's up. Okay, so Lincoln Browder, better known as by stage name Link, is an American R&B singer from Dallas, Texas. He Browder sang in gospel choirs as a youngster and in a group in high school. And Daryl Lambie recruited him to sing in the R&B group Protégé, but the group split up before making any headway. Now, after writing the hit My Body for the R&B supergroup LSG, that's right, that's LeVert, Sweat, and Gill, Link was offered a long recording contract with Relatively Records. His 1998 debut album, Sex Down, spawned one top 40 hit single in the U.S., What You Gonna Do, number 23 Billboard Hot 100, number 15 U.S. Billboard R&B. The track peaked at number 48 in the U.K. singles chart in November 1998. In addition to a second charting single was issued, I Don't Want to See, which reached number 43 on the U.S. R&B chart and number 25 on the Hot Single Sales chart. Link also wrote songs for Silk, Tony Thompson, Tamar Braxton, and Gerald LeVert.
Hmm.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Exactly.
So, like, what are some of the?
No, go ahead.
This is Crystal. This is Crystal. How are you? I wanted to ask you who. Hey, I wanted to ask you who are some of the people that inspire you? Musicians, artists that inspire you.
You know, I've been inspired by, you know, a lot of the old school acts, or the old school singers, so to speak, like Aretha Franklin, you know, very soulful, had just an amazing voice. I always, you know, felt her music. I also was inspired by, you know, Peabo Bryson yeah, man, people used to get it in back in the gap. Of course,
for real.
You know, the King of Pop himself, Michael Jackson, you know, inspired us all, you know what I'm saying? Watching him from a kid growing up, wanting to be him, you know what I mean? But the one person who inspired me the most and made me want to really do what I do was Donny Hathaway. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Yeah,
I heard a song that he did when I was in high school, and it just blew me away, you know what I'm saying? And I've been on Donnie ever since, you know what I'm saying? And he was truly the inspiration for me. So, you know what I mean? That dude, I've never heard anyone's voice as smooth as Donnie's, man, you know what I'm saying? And You know, I just loved his music, and he, and like I said, he was the one that inspired me to believe that I could do what I, what I'm doing right now.
I like that. And this is Vanessa Link. What artist today would you like to collab with?
Me.
Wow.
No? Okay.
Oh, man.
Because his music is a lot different.
You know, it's, that's a good, it's, you know, I mean, I got love for my boys, man. You know, it's funny. All the music that I have done for them, we've never really done a record together, and that's still, you know, I would love to get in the lab and create something with my brothers, man. Those are my brothers from other mothers,
right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Okay.
Also, you know, I've always liked Kelly Rowland. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I love her vibe. You know what I mean? I feel like we could do, you know what I'm saying? We could do some real good music together. I like Usher as well. You know, I've always kind of wanted to work with that cat. You know what I'm saying? And definitely the Queen, you know. If I could get with the Queen Bee, man, look.
Okay.
If I could get with the Queen Bee, I'm kidding.
Are there any artists that you would collab with? Would you break over into doing any hip hop artists? Yeah, actually,
there are. You know, I like Kendrick.
Okay.
Of course, Jigga. You know what I mean? You know, for me, they would have to be almost, you know, like I said, coming through in my era. I'm not really too fond or too keen of this new stuff. You know what I'm saying? That's
right.
Just not really not for me. I'm gonna let them have that. I ain't knocking them.
Right.
That's what y'all like. That's what you listen to. You go ahead. But for me,
right,
you know, I would have to go with the Jay-Z's and the Nas and the, you know what I mean?
Right.
Rakim and, you know what I'm saying? The cats from my era.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Okay, I hear you. I hear you.
Yeah.
So let's see. That being said, I'm gonna deviate away from the music just a little bit, because I wanna ask you a question real quick about something else. Like, when we're talking about things that are going on right now, when it comes to young people,
mm-hmm,
what would be a bit of advice you would actually give, like, young brothers and sisters nowadays?
The advice that I always give, man, to everybody, man, is, first of all, you know, you gotta stay focused and you know what I mean, keep your mind on your craft. You gotta always be working on your craft. You know what I'm saying? Because opportunities come at a strange time, man. You know what I'm saying? Just,
yeah,
you can be plugging along and you can think, man, ain't nothing gonna happen. And just right when you get ready to give up, that's when a door will open for you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm speaking from experience with that. You know what I'm saying? So I would just tell the up and coming artist just to continue to work on your craft, stay focused no matter what. You know what I mean? Try to get as much exposure as you possibly can. You know, a lot of times, you know, they have talent contests and things of that nature. You know what I'm saying? You need to try to get on that stage just so you can kind of, you know, become familiar with dealing with an audience and the things that go along with performing. You know, sometimes, you know, systems stop. You know, they become unplugged, music skip. All kind of stuff happens, you know, when you're performing that you don't really prepare for. But
yeah,
once it happens live, you know, it prepares you from then on. So You got to get out there and do that, even if you don't even win the show or whatever. It's not even about that. You know what I mean? It's about the exposure and getting used to being in front of those people, because everybody's not going to accept you well, and you got to be able to deal with that. You know what I mean? Also, what I tell them is, you know, you got to be prayerful. You know what I mean? You got to put God first so you can draw from him the kind of strength that you would need to maintain, because again, people do not want to see you succeed. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
People are cruel.
Right.
You know, you got haters, man. They, you know what I'm saying? They're going to say this, they're going to say that. And you got to be, your skin got to be thick. You know what I mean? You got to
give
yourself, you got to have that inner strength that nobody can see. And the only place you can get that from is from God. You know what I mean? So those are the couple of things that I always tell young artists, you know what I'm saying? Because if he is with you, who can be against you? You know what I'm saying? So if you keep that mindset, then you're going to be all right.
Oh, yeah.
So I have a question. So if you weren't a performance artist, songwriter, what other profession would you think you would have became?
Well, I mean, you know, I am 6'5", 225.
And that means...
you know what I mean? So I did have aspirations of playing in the league. And when I say the league, I'm talking about the NBA back in the day. You know, I thought that I would have a shot at that at one point. You know what I'm saying? But I chose to go the music route over that. But if I was not singing, I would have pursued, you know, playing basketball a lot further than I did, or I would be coaching the game somewhere.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
So what type of other projects have you been working on? I know you have the new song out, Wetter. What else
right.
are some of the things you're working on?
Well, you know, actually, Wetter is the first single off of the CD that I'm currently working on right now, which is Sex Down 2. It's basically a follow-up to my first CD that I dropped, which was Sex Down. You know, I know
right.
it's been a long time. It's been a long time coming, but, you know, I finally got around to it. So I'm
okay.
about 85-90% done with that joint. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I also have a mixtape that is out that's on SoundCloud called
okay.
Audible Antiques. Got a lot
okay.
of good music on there, man. A couple of duets with Kiki Wyatt. I also got a duet with Lil Mo, you know what I mean? So people can go and check that out. It's free, you know what I mean? And that's basically what I'm concentrating on right now, just finishing up this album.
Okay.
Are you interested in doing any type of acting or anything like that plays?
No doubt. I mean, you know, I actually broke into the business a little bit back in the day. I don't know if you guys know that on the Jamie Foxx show. You know, Jamie asked my
okay.
pop, so told me to come on down, man. He was going to give me a little shine, and he did. You know what I mean? So,
okay.
So but, you know, hopefully one day, you know, I'll be able to manifest this whole music thing into something bigger, you know, which I do have, you know what I'm saying, some stuff in the works that does involve some acting. So, you know, we'll see. You know what I mean?
Okay. All righty. And with that said, kind of wearing down to almost down to the 20-minute mark. And I'm going to do a quick plug real quick, and then we're going to get into some music real fast, though. And that is from BTM Productions presents the, you know, the Love Black and White Affair After Dark Cruise. Featuring the classic duo of, you know, of Ruffians, Calvin Taylor, El DeBar Jr., and our boy Link will be on hand for that as well, though. That's March 20th to 25th of 2017, and that is a cruise. Oh, I need to get my cabin together as well, though. Cruise information is going to be made available if you email Michelle at packandplay.com or go to www.packandplay.com for cruise line information. And yeah, you're going to be on that cruise, right, Link?
Yes, sir. That's what they tell.
Yeah, and I guess I got to come through now. You know, I guess I got to come through now.
Tell you what,
no, which is cool though. I mean, like I went a couple of years back on my first cruise. I had a ball, and I'm definitely going to do that again though. So that was just too much fun, just entirely too much fun. So, guys, get ready for that cruise. That's actually coming up. And we're going to get some more information about that on future shows leading up to that as well, though. So you'll get more information about that as well as on the Mike Henderson Show page on Facebook. So, and with that being said, well, we're at the 20-minute mark. We're going to march off into my man Link's song, Wetter.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. So it's one of those.
Come on, man. That's what I do, man. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying it's one of those. I'm trying to prepare the audience. That's one of those. It's one of those.
Hey, wait,
Yes.
What some of your social media information so people can find you?
Definitely. You can follow me on Twitter at LinkMusic69. I'm also on IG, The Lyrical Messiah. I'm on Facebook. I have two Facebook pages. My fan page is Link/R&B. Then I have my regular page, which is just Lincoln Browder. I'm also on Snapchat. The Lyrical Messiah as well. And SoundCloud, again, Link/R&B. And I'm also on Periscope, Link Music 69. So, yeah,
so we can find you.
If you're looking for me, you can find me, yo.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm looking for you. No, okay. So we're going to go ahead and run into this phone, though. And here's my man Link's latest cut called Wetter.
Wetter.
What's up, baby? You good? You look good. Yeah, you know I've been after you for a second, right? Yeah, sit down, man. Hey, let me ask you something.
Now that I finally got you here, there's something that I gotta know, my dear. Baby, can I be your lover? You will never need no others. Come and get up under these covers.
Oh,
ooh, I hope you're listening.
Oh,
cause you know I'm on a mission.
Oh,
and I hope you see my vision.
Oh,
girl, what's your decision?
Better than me.
Oh,
I'm gonna get you wet.
Wetter.
I'm gonna get you wet.
and they cool, they fun, but you know what? No. The right set of circumstances and the right motivation, before you know it, kaboom. Right, smack dab in the middle of it, though, and you will have no control, none whatsoever.
Hey, you know what? Sometimes it's better to lose control, brother. You ain't got to be in control all the time, Mike. Relax.
I totally agree, though, but I'm just talking about these two.
Oh, okay, I got it.
That is amazing. That's really nice. I'm very proud of you. It's great.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad y'all appreciate my music. I appreciate it.
Hey, man, I appreciate your music. I appreciate your message. I appreciate, you know, all that back in the day baby making you calls. Hey, not a problem.
Hey, man. Look, you can't blame me for all these cheerings. You know.
No, I'm not going to blame you for all of that, though, but you did kick off some of that.
Well, I did.
No, but you were right, though. It is about the idea of, like, you know, creating that culture of love and of togetherness and of romance, and a lot of that is, like, pretty much, you know, it's not very prevalent nowadays. It really isn't. And
you know what's crazy, man? As far as the artists that were, you know, out in the 90s, we still make music like that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
but
definitely.
You very seldom hear it because the radio or mainstream does not cater to that anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They're on something else right now. You know what I mean? But, you know, the Lynx, the Silks, the Keith Sweats, the Donnell Jones, the Case, you know, we still make that kind of music. You know what I'm saying? You would just have to be a fan and go and seek us out. But we still make that kind of music, man. And again, Mike, like I said, thanks to platforms like you and some others who give us the opportunity to come on and give us a little shine for a few minutes, man, and play our music. You know, R&B, we still going to be in the building as long as we got shows like yours going on, brother.
Well, I appreciate that as well, though, and I'll continue to actually, we'll continue to actually promote that as well, though, because I want to get back to those days. I want to get back to that kind of music, and I don't want artists like you and others that are actually on that tip that just, like, kind of disappear and all that stuff, too. We can still promote that just as much as they're promoting all this other stuff. And I'm not trying to take anything away from them and their grind or what have you, though, but at the same time, though, me as a music lover, I like that balance. I can't discount hip hop. I grew up in the middle of it as well. I was there with Sugar Hill Gang, Grandmaster Flash, and all that stuff as well. But at the same time, like you said, there were those balladeers too. There was that Peebo Bryson. There was that I can't even think of them half. But you know what I mean though. There was that balance of that as well though. You know, we had the, you know, where we were kicking it and doing our thing. At the same time though, when the slow jams came on.
Right.
You know, hey, that brought the rooms together.
You know what, man? You know what? That's the one thing that this generation is missing out on, man. You know, back in the day, man, when we was in the club, you know what I'm saying? You know, the DJ pumped it up a little bit. You know, you danced and blah, 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 blah. But then, you know, you look forward to that time when he slowed it down. You know what I'm saying? Yep. That gave you the opportunity. You're like, okay, yeah, I see this female right here. I've been checking her out all night. You know what I'm saying? That gave you that opportunity to go and try to, you know what I'm saying? Spend a little get a little closer with somebody. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about? Like, when you just chivalry, man, just slow dancing, man. They'll never understand that. I mean, every song they got
out
right
now. They trying to grab on a female without the music going.
Yeah, man, they going 100 miles per hour, man. You know what I'm saying?
It's a fight.
I ain't trying to knock nobody. I'm really not. But I'm just saying. You know, I can't. How you just in the club now and you can't slow dance with a female, man? It's incredible, man. You know they don't play slow music in the club no more.
They don't. Yeah. You got to get close and you know you're damn near break dancing. But.
Yep.
So we're gonna bring it back to that day though. But you know, with that, at the, you know, with the crews, with, you know, with also as well. I mean, keep, you know, keep us informed of any performances you have, though, whether they're, you know, in D Town or wherever, man. I mean, hey, you know, we'll make a move to, you know, support that.
Man, I definitely will, and I appreciate that. And while I got the opportunity, man, I want to give a shout out to my publicist, CC Vance, man. She, I love her to death. She keeps me in the public eye. Continue to grow together, get bigger and better. Also, got to give a big shout out to BTM. You know what I mean? Because
yeah.
I know they do big things, and we gonna get this RB tour as well as the cruise popping in a little bit. Also, my man Mike, I appreciate you having me on tonight, man. Giving me a little bit of your time, spreading my music with the listeners. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate that, brother.
No, not a problem, brother. Hey, the honor was mine, man. I mean, shoot, I feel like I was half-stepping there for a minute. I was like, who? I'm going to have to go wash my mouth out with, I ain't going to use that soap because it's horrible, but I got to do something. But trust me, we are going to continue to actually push and make that happen for you, for real, Lord. I appreciate you coming on board and actually spending some of your time with us, dude. I really do. I appreciate that.
Man, I appreciate it. Good looking out, Crystal, Vanessa. Also, again, guys, my brand new single, Wetter, is out now. It's on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, Spotify, whatever streaming site that you cater to, you can get that. So y'all make sure y'all go out and support. Again, follow me on Twitter at LinkMusic69. I'm on IG, The Lyrical Messiah, SoundCloud, Link/R&B. Facebook link/R&B. So you cannot miss me, man. You know what I'm saying? Look out for Sex Down 2 coming real, real soon.
Okay, definitely, definitely, definitely. And with that, we're going to have to wrap up things here on the Mike Henderson Show, blogtalkradio.com. We've been talking to my man Link, straight out of Dallas with all the soulful, with a serious soulful sit down, though. I'd like to say thanks to my co-hosts, Vanessa and Crystal, and everybody else out there listening to us here on blogtalkradio.com, though. So I want to wish everybody a wonderful and safe rest of the week going into the weekend, and follow up back up with us here again next Tuesday on the Mike Henderson Show at blogtalkradio.com. You guys have a good evening. I'm going to close this out with that song again because I ain't done.
Yeah.
I'm not done with it. So here we go again. We're going to close out with this, though. So I'll see you guys later. Take care. Yeah, I did it.
What's up, baby? You good? You look good. Yeah, you know I've been after you for a second, right? Yeah, sit down, man. Hey, let me ask you something.
Now that I finally got you here, there's something that I gotta know, my dear. Baby, can I be your lover? You will never need no others. Come and get up under these covers.
Oh,
ooh, I hope you're listening.
Oh,
you know I'm on a mission.
Oh,
and I hope you see my vision.
Oh,
girl, what's your decision?
Cause he can't take the